kids. It is 6 o'clock here on Thursday. CITR Show Swap Week continues. I'm Gak, filling in for the illustrious Darren Gall. Stereoscopic Redoubt is about to hit you full side in the face.
So I start going down to the village hospital, 14. I go there every single night, and I take drugs, every drug. If it was there, I took it. And we go to this place called Figaro. Also, after school in the afternoon, we go down there. And they played records, and that was a big thing. Go down there and dance. And music was the whole thing then. Just went to hear the music. And they all had long hair. No, Figaro. Just sit around. And everybody had long hair. And I started really getting hung up with people with long hair. And then I started getting bored of the village. And we heard about this discotheque called the Cheetah that just opened. And we hustled our way in so we could be free, you know, get in for free every night. And every night, it was only 10 blocks from my house. Every night, my friend and I, we'd go there. And, of course, the first thing we saw were the groups, because they were the only ones that had the long hair. And every 2 weeks, they changed groups. And every 2 weeks, we had a new boyfriend from that group. And then we started going to different discotheques. Ondine's, When the Doors Were There, and Rolling Stone. Ondine's, When the Doors Were There, and Rolling Stone. With the Vagrants Were There, Stone. With the Vagrants Were There, and the Bittersweet.
And Gano's, Harlow's.
And it was always the groups that everything was centered around.
That's the
groups,
because it was the music.
We'll be right back.
started off there with Northern Irish DJ David Holmes with his Free Association project. It's a live band inspired by funk and psych rock, and what we heard there was This Could Be Your Sister. And then from Baltimore, what we just heard there was Teeth Mountain, and the song was Kine Sein, or Kane Sein, spelled K-E-I-N-S-E-I-N. I won't do the NATO international spelling for you, but Kine Sein, and that's off their self-titled album last year through the record label called Shadow Play, which is spelt without any vowels except for the final Y. So that's S-H-D-W-P-L-Y. So it is 10 after 6 here on a Thursday evening. The name of this show is Stereoscopic Redoubt, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca, to the rest of the known universe with live streams and podcasts. My name's Gak, and I'm filling in for your regular host, Darren, as part of CITR's second annual Best Ever Show Swap Week. You're normally finally Monday evenings at 7:30 to 9 p.m. on a show helpfully called Radio Free Gak, which ran into a snag this week with its replacement host slash hostess, as I found out afterwards that the person that who said that they wanted to host the show actually was scheduled to host the show, but things happened on the flight back from Calgary, so hopefully you got all the cricket scores you needed from BBC Worldwide, but if you need them to read me to recap it, too bad. I play almost anything on that show, mostly tied to cinematic sounds and other weird little bits for the next 90 minutes, or 80 minutes that are left. It is as Darren describes, and I quote him, Psych, garage rock, freak beat, acid punk, folk rock, prog, and other socially and musically relevant artifacts from 1965 until today. And if you're any luck, we can dig up some gems from the future, because I know people with the future. Indeed. Such covers most of my mandate for the next little while. We'll begin with a Chico Magnet Band, which formed in Lyon, France, in 1969 as Chico and the Slow Death, and was led by Algerian-born Mahmoud Chico Ayari. Chico Magnetic Band lasted only one self-titled album, but their mix of heavy psychedelia, dub-like studio prowess, and insane vocals will boggle your mind. Released this year in a limited pressing, compiling the remainder of the recorded outputs, here is the Chico Magnetic Band with Explosion. We'll be right back.
can get me off the hook. For old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.
Presented by Sealed with a Kiss. Abe Vigoda and Tabo Tangora punk up the Media Club on Friday, July 31st. 695 Canby Street. Go early. Doors open at 7 for an early show that ends at 10, so don't miss it. Get your tickets now at Red Cat Records or online.
Mexico, that was Los La Marada with The Future Scream off this year's album Take the Sky through SS Records. They were a bit, where have I written? They have some earlier EPs through the Avanti label, though none of those EPs sound nearly as punky as what we heard there. Before Los La Marada, we heard Shadow Man by Shadow Man, an alias used by producer Artie Wayne, who's dipped his hand into a fair share of pop songs from the 60s to the 80s. Mostly schlocky one-hit wonders. I think one of them was even like the Itsy Bitsy, Polka Dot, whatever, bikini. But one of his main things is he actually discovered Sissy Spacek when she was in one of her earlier roles as a folk singer under the alias of Rainbow. My name is Gak. Here I am filling in for Darren on Stereoscopic Readout here on CITR Vancouver. Darren's been playing a few selections from this Arizona act over the past month. He pointed out this album to me the last time we ran into each other, and it is a solid one here. So, hopefully you haven't heard this song before. I checked his prior playlists. That's not the case. So, from The Smiles and Frowns, here's When the Time Should Come.
Let the time go where it wants to be. Conserving the time is not for me. Saving time is for the sick and old. Play your hand until it's time to fold. Life is flashing by and I don't mind. I never look for the things I find. I'm not afraid. Someday I will be dead. Tell them I'll be wasting time in bed. Sleeping away all my precious time. Turn the TV on and I'll be fine. I wish you would all just leave me be. Lock the door and throw away the key. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of wasting.
started off there with the smiles and frowns and talking more like I'm a friend right now, as opposed to the scotch I had about 90 minutes ago. Anyways, that was the smiles and frowns with When the Time Should Come. And then from Melbourne, Australia, we had the Super Wild Horses with What Started the Noise, before closing up with the seminal band Love and their 1966 single 7 and 7 Is. And that song could be found on their post-Birdsian album Da Capo, where the prior jangly guitars were ditched and they entered their short-lived but highly influential art rock days.
Come on, get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimavik.com. That's go, K-A-T-I-M-A-V-I-K.com. Come on, get a life.
Yeah, get a life.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
No, it isn't. It is just assembly. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The phone number here for the station is 604-822-2487. My name is Gak, filling in for Darren, who is judging. He is sitting there at home by himself in his throne, passing judgment over the airwaves as they are currently being heard. Hi, Darren. You can hear the influence of Love, what we heard before, on this next act, which was born out of Montreal, which happens to be, I believe, Darren's hometown. But they picked up life in Berlin, and they finished a tour of North America earlier this spring, including a bonzo appearance at Sasquatch, where I finally saw them live. Here's the supreme genius of King Kong and the Shrines, with the start of a theme for this next set, and this is I Wanna Be a Girl.
She was raised to be
why I'm not true. You wanna know what's wrong with you? But nothing's wrong, girl. You're feeling so tough. Just one girl for me, and that ain't enough. Ha, I gotta love them all, baby, not just a few. Gotta love them all, girl, that's what I got to do. Oh, yeah. Talk about that. Just walking by turns me on when she gives me the eye. Now comes another one looking so fine. I won't be happy till I make her mine. I gotta love them all, not just a few. I gotta love them all, baby, that's what I got to do. Oh yeah, talk about girls. Talk about girls. Talk.
That's right. From 1979, there's The Fatal Microbes with the title track to their 1979 EP, Violence Grows. Most members of the band were about 14 years old upon release, though a couple of them were already veterans since they were in an earlier band called Punctuation, spelled with a K. They quickly fragmented and their various projects went new wave, likely to the consternation of two of the members' mother, Vi Subversa, lead singer of the Poison Girls. And before Fatal Microbes, we heard the Chocolate Watch Band and Let's Talk About Girls, which was the lead track from the San Jose band's 1967 album, No Way Out. It was also the lead track off their 1983 Best Of compilation, The Best of the Chocolate Watch Band. And you can also find that on the Notorious Nuggets compilation. And at the time, the Chocolate Watch Band were underappreciated by their producer, Ed Cobb. So they only broke up in 1970, but reformed in 1999. And they still perform to this day based on the strength of their live performance, which Mr. Cobb did not recognize. You're listening to Stereoscopic Readout here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Terry Reid is probably most notorious, most notorious for passing on Jimmy Page's The New Yardbirds project, based on Reed's prior touring commitments opening for the Rolling Stones. What he did, though, is he passed on the name of one of the singers for a band that opened for him on a previous tour, and they were called A Band of Joy. And the lead singer was Robert Plant. And, of course, The New Yardbirds became Led Zeppelin. And Terry Reid is still playing to this day. He's also been doing some acting. I think he was in Rob Zombie's, one of his little horror films there. But what we'll do is we'll turn back the Wayback Machine to 1969. And from the most of Terry Reid, here's Super Lungs, My Supergirl.
Thank you.
off this year's album Drone Trailer. That was MV and EE with Anyway. And MV and EE stand for Matt Valentine, who was once of the band The Tower Recordings, and that's his partner Erica Elder. And they're both two Vermont musicians who have a rotating cast of other friends to help out with their quote-unquote lunar ragas, including Jay Maskus of Dinosaur Jr. And and before MV and EE, we heard Bibio, otherwise known as British producer Stephen Wilkinson. And from this year's album, Ambivalence Avenue, we heard Haiku-esque, in parentheses, When She Laughs. And what Bibio does is he takes boards of Canada's pastoral electronic feel, merges it with his own interest in folk music, found sounds, and a little bit of that freak thing there. And along with Ambivalence Avenue, through Mush Records, he also released something called Vignetting the Compost, which itself is an extension of this folktronic fusion. This is Gak here. It is just shy of 7 o'clock here on CITR. You're listening to Stereoscopic Readout. Groove Merchant DJs Cool Chris and Vinny Esparza, along with collaborator Sean Julian, released a very thorough but still unhelpful compilation in 2007 called Trapdoor, an international psychedelic mystery mix, and that came out through Disjoint Records. Features a lot of popular psych rock songs from around the world, however none of the artists and titles are identified on this mix. Perhaps due to licensing issues and perhaps due to mischievous intentions, so I can't tell you who or what this is, but it's definitely psychedelic. So here's track 3 by Someone or Someone's off the Trapdoor compilation. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I don't know, just, you know, speaking for myself, you know, if I was, you know, speeding or something, and, you know, my brain was dripping out my ear, you know, it wouldn't really matter. You know, I just kind of stuff it back in, you know.
Shalala, upon the land of this peace. This is Eugene Kelly from the Vaseline's, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
New York, there's Mirror Mirror with the Inward Way Out subtitled Retro Trip. Off their awesomely named album from last year, The Society for the Advancement of Inflammatory Consciousness. And you can find that off the Cochon Records label. Before that, from Los Angeles, we heard Ancient Crux and In Teen Dreams, which you can find off their album Interracial Coupling, which also came out last year as well. You're listening to Stereoscopic Readout here as part of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver's Show Swap Week. I'm Gak. You can normally find me Mondays. You didn't hear me this Monday. You didn't actually hear anyone except the BBC cricket scores, which I threatened regular host, Stereoscopic host Darren to play tonight. But I think all you cricket fans know where to get your scoring needs. Coming up now are the Peddlers and their Manchurian Trio that developed a reputation as one of the best live acts in Britain. Though they focused purely on small residencies throughout London, including Annie's Room, the Scotch of St. James, and the Pickwick. The stars were their fans, and they even managed to get a short-lived gig at the Flamingo in Las Vegas, but they never managed to garner larger fame outside to a select few. From 1967's The Fantastic Peddlers album, here is Delicious Lady.
Cling to. Too many beautiful ladies, too many beautiful faces, too many fabulous ladies in so many wonderful places. Lady in mode, there's a problem to solve. It's terrible when we are apart. Lady in gray, you brighten my day. I just don't know where to start. But the lady in pink, oh, covered in mink, just doesn't give me any time to think. Too many beautiful ladies, too many beautiful faces, too many fabulous ladies in so many wonderful places. Ding, 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 delicious lady,
lady of mine.
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 run across the lines and the squares. Be careful not to step on the bears. There's bears in the stairs and sometimes in pairs. Very difficult to get along. Gutters, so be careful not to utter a sound that might disturb. There's something about yelling that makes a bear get compelling to want to take your leg and bite you. Try not to lose your cool and get drowned by a water bear. In the mountains, in the cities, even out at Pismo Beach, you never get out of reach from a bear.
From somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, that was Springfield Rifle with The Bears, a strange little song with some stepping on those Ursine fellows. And there's been some versions of that song recorded by the Royal Guardsmen and the Quicksilver Messenger Service, since some sources indicate that San Francisco's very own Roger Perkins wrote that number, apparently based on an old folk song. Screaming, probably not included. Springfield Rifle's version came out on 45 back in 1967 through ABC Records. And before that, from Gary, Indiana, we heard Oscar and the Majestics with House of the Rising Sun, which is a 1969 take on an old Lead Belly song from the 1930s. Speaking of Gary, that might be my name too. This is my show.
A well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Maybe a song from a film or a tune from TV? Radio Free Gak brings you sounds of the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and the forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Radio Free Gak, Monday evening, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Regular stereoscopic host Darren requested more gunshots in my promo, so I've already got about extra 30 seconds there, Mr. Gal. We're approaching the end here of the show. Bleak has just wandered in. He's not swapping shows because his show is fine enough as is. Right, Bleak?
You got it.
He said, no way. He's feeling rather modest right now. So we'll dig into a couple weirder numbers here before we freak our way out and then fade out as well, too. So we'll listen to the 101 Strings Orchestra, which originally was an easy listening orchestra, but as part of the swinging 60s sounds, they wanted to jump on it their own way. So they took a little bit of a square approach, but yet it comes across rather avant-garde here. So from their Astro Sounds from beyond the year 2000, here is Trippin' on Lunar 07. is everybody's favorites, the Monkees, with the single version of Porpoisehead, theme to their 1968 film Head, which was an attempt to escape their TV heartthrob persona into a countercultural satire that sadly failed to catch hold. And Porpoise Song was written by Jerry Goffin and Carol King, and other parts of the soundtrack to Head were written by the Monkees themselves, which didn't really happen too often in the TV series, Harry Nilsson and Jack Nicholson. And before the Monkees, we heard Dynasty Crisis with Faust 72, which was the A-side to the French Quartet's 1972 single through EMI, What's Better Found on the Ocean's 12 soundtrack. And that is it for this Stereoscopic Redoubt episode. As part of this CITR Show Swap episode, coming up shortly is Bleak with Exquisite Corpse. Coming up at 9, it is the Ben Lai and the Ben Lai Power Hour, better known as Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Coming up at 11 is the Hypnotic Groove, and then at midnight, Oral Tentacles guide you through to the wee morning hours. I'll shuffle back on to my regular Monday evening slot, though you won't hear me until a week later. So for BC Day, Radio Free Gak will be hosted by former Some Sound host Henry Stringer, and I'll be back on the 10th of August. Meanwhile, Darren should be back next week retaking his lofty mantle. We'll close with the Black Angels from Austin, Texas, and from their 2006 album Passover, we'll hear the first Vietnamese War. Take care of yourselves, and keep cool, Vancouver.
You sent me overseas and put the fear in me.